Yeah, I've had a res grid for quite a while and played with it a little bit. One of the things I struggled to figure out was how to actually add like a deployment, but it's weird because it's very, first responder specific, and so I believe it's under calls, which is weird because I wouldn't consider that a call as much as like we need someone to go to this location. But that's just semantics. But yeah, so I've seen it. I've marked myself as unseen and active and played around and looked through all the members, and it's a very interesting app. It's just I haven't seen it really in use yet, and so it's kind of hard to visualize. It's also, I don't know, it's kind of I think just a little bit of, like maybe a 10-minute overview of how it's supposed to be used would really help, because it's kind of unclear to me is like, where do I start? Where's the start of it? And that just kind of goes with any program is, where's the first place to start? And I think Dave's already accomplished that for the most part, as he's put in all the people and whatnot, and then we would just have to put in calls, and then I suppose just start dispatching people to places. But I don't really know how to dispatch a person to a call, because there's not any calls that I ever felt were appropriate for me to try to deploy somebody to. And I don't know if I can deploy myself. It's like I didn't want to break it. I didn't want to mess with what we had, especially before the set. So I kind of left everything there. But like, as a dispatcher, I haven't really looked at it to deploy people at this point yet, just because it wasn't really a good time to learn it, I didn't think.